Petersburg filed one of three legal challenges to this year's redistricting plan that outlines new House and Senate districts statewide. Under the Alaska Redistricting Board's plan, the community of just under 3,000 people will be placed in House and Senate districts with Juneau. The community is currently in a House district with Sitka and Wrangell, and a Senate district that includes Ketchikan. The city argued that Petersburg has closer social and economic ties to other smaller southeast communities, and Petersburg would have less of a voice in the legislature because of the change. The suit also challenged the board's plan based on a requirement in the Constitution that legislative districts be compact and contiguous. Petersburg's attorney, Tom Klinkner, filed a motion to drop all but one of the arguments, and Judge Michael McConaughey granted that motion. Klinkner says the decision was based on the cost of going to trial.
Basically a matter of resources. The other arguments were arguments that would require a presentation of a case at trial. They're more complex and factually disputed. The compactness issue is pretty clear-cut and is one that can be decided based on a motion which the city has filed rather than needing to go to trial with witnesses and extensive attorney time to present the case.
Petersburg is still arguing that the proposed plan is not compact as required by the Constitution. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht says the city council still wants to pursue that argument.
The issue of compactness, we still believe, you know, is an issue that says the district that they have formed is not to our benefit and not doesn't represent this area properly.
Petersburg's city council agreed to spend up to $30,000 to file the suit, and officials say the money will be enough to argue the issue of a compact district. Following through on the rest of the lawsuit and seeing it through to a January trial would have required a bigger financial commitment. And at the moment, the mayor and council do not all agree that the city should spend any more money. The council has held discussions about the suit mostly in closed-door executive sessions. Two other lawsuits challenging the redistricting plan were filed by the Fairbanks North Star Borough and several private citizens in the Fairbanks area. The Fairbanks Borough this week filed a stipulation that it intends to dismiss its lawsuit and continue to be involved with the private citizens challenge, but in a diminished status. Taylor Bickford, the redistricting board's executive director, welcomes the news of the court filings.
Well, from the board's perspective, we had been preparing for trial since the suits were filed in July, and we were fully prepared to argue these issues in court and were confident that we'd prevail. But we certainly welcome the move from both Petersburg and Fairbanks, and it'll narrow the issues down and it'll significantly reduce the scope of the suits as we move forward.
The board's attorney, Michael White, does not expect Petersburg's remaining argument for a compact district will be successful.
The standard the courts look at is whether the plan is arbitrary and capricious, and we don't think that it is. We think the board's plan, in fact, if you compare the board's plan with the actual plans that are in place now, the board's plan is far more compact than the districts that were approved last time. So we like our position on this issue. We think that worst-case scenario, the judge will find that summary judgment isn't appropriate and we'll have to go to trial.
Petersburg is seeking a summary judgment on the compactness issue, and the two sides will be filing arguments to that effect in early to mid-November. The remaining legal challenge is scheduled for a trial in January. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.